You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Filmmaker Roman Polanski is wanted in the U.S. in a case involving sex with a minor, which has haunted him for almost 40 years.
Polanski's lawyer said he has paid dearly for what he has done and has been unable to make movies in Hollywood ever since.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
The filmmaker pleaded guilty in 1977 to one count of unlawful sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl during a photo shoot in Los Angeles. He served just 42 days in prison before leaving the U.S., fearing the judge would have him in prison for longer.
He lives in France and has a home in Switzerland.
The U.S. has tried to bring Polanski back to court, but so far those attempts have failed.
A child rapist has walked free. But why? He was within our grasp and he escaped. Now, if this were an ordinary child rapist that had already pled to illegal sex with a 13-year-old child, that's statutory rape, period. No two ways about it. He'd be under the jail. But because he is famed director Roman Polanski, he's living in a mansion in, I guess, Switzerland. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. Roman Polanski, convicted child rapist, wants to come back to the U.S. after living the high life 40 years on the lam. But he is insisting the only way he'll come back to the U.S. is if a judge says he has already done enough jail time. What about 40 days behind bars while he was getting a mental evaluation? What, 40 days for raping a 13-year-old child? That child, now a woman, has never deviated from her story about what happened that day. Roman Polanski, the director, was 43 when the event occurred. The victim was just 13. He wants to grace us with his presence by coming back to the U.S. Do I want him back? No. No, not really. His attorney now asked a judge to state Polanski has served enough time, according to TMZ. The prosecutor, of course, is against this because he could be jailed for up to 50 years on this. This is statutory rape. Many people argue to this day that girls or boys can consent to sex. That's not true. At that age, you can't buy a car, you can't buy alcohol, you can't vote, you can't buy a house or enter a contract, you can't even buy cigarettes because you are a minor. Why would you be able to consent to sex with an adult? Not that that's even the defense here. According to the facts as I recall them, this little girl, according to reports, was fed drugs, led into a hot tub, and the next thing you know, Roman Polanski had had sex with her. What, is just anything okay in L.A.? Does anything go? I don't think so. Joining me right now is Alan Duke, chomping at the bit to jump in.
I am, because, you see, I've covered L.A., for a few years, but I wasn't there in 1977 when this case came down. But this is a classic Hollywood celebrity case gone bad. Yes, the facts as I understand it, this was a 13-year-old girl who aspired to be an actress. Her mother wanted her to be an actress, and she...
I doubt her mother wanted her to have sex with
a
grown man.
No, but her mother did want her to have a friendship with Roman Polanski.
And...
it's something that happens in Hollywood.
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean it's something that happens
in
Hollywood?
Where you're, this is a really bad problem in Hollywood, where children are made vulnerable to people like Roman Polanski. And in 1977, it was probably a lot worse than it is now. So what happened was abhorrent, just horrible. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he got her in the hot tub, and he ended up having sexual relations with
That's
a 13-year-old
statutory
girl.
Statutory rape.
Yes, it is.
So why
actually,
do you keep
the
saying,
rape charge? This is what happened.
Wait,
Nancy.
No. Let's just be clear, Alan. There's no such thing as, quote, sex with a 13-year-old girl. That is rape. Okay?
I agree
That's
with you.
That's statutory rape. So
I
let's
agree
just
with
set
you,
the record
legally,
straight.
Legally, as part of a plea agreement in 1977 with mm-hmm. Roman Polanski. Mm-hmm. They made a plea agreement where he pled guilty to having sex with her, but not to rape. The rape
Hold
charge actually
moment.
Was not prosecuted.
Hold on just a moment, please. I'm going to forgive you because I know that you have not prosecuted felonies. Sex with a minor is statutory rape. Because you don't beat the person or drag them off into the bushes or rip their clothes off, that does not mean it's rape. For instance, if I slipped you with GHB, Georgia mm-hmm. Homeboy, gamma hydroxybutyrate, and raped you, true, you wouldn't fight me, but you wouldn't consent either. Mm-hmm. A child is not able to give consent.
Exactly.
So whatever
right.
happens is rape because no consent was given.
Right.
Period.
But they did not, as the plea agreement goes, they did not prosecute him
well,
ultimately
what the
for
hey,
rape.
Do you think sex is with a 13-year-old? That's
this
statutory
is, this
rape.
This is 1977, and whether it's right or wrong, legally they did not prosecute.
Well, they dropped
Roman
one Polanski. Charge, the
yes.
rape charge, in exchange for a plea deal on right. the other charge, which
and,
is perfectly fine.
And the deal was,
and he could get 50 years on that.
The deal was that he would plead guilty, and he entered a guilty plea with the understanding then he went into custody for 45 days mm-hmm. for a psychiatric examination.
Right.
This
mm-hmm.
is what the judge ordered. But what happened during those 45 days is the big question. Roman Polanski left the country after getting out from the 45 days because it was his understanding that the judge was going to go back on the plea deal. And what we found out
a judge cannot enter a plea deal.
No, but the judge had agreed to the plea deal. This is the argument from Polanski's lawyer. The judge had agreed to it. Then Polanski found out that the judge had changed his mind. Why did the judge change his mind? We've got some indication from a documentary that came out in 2009.
Oh, and who did the documentary? Roman Polanski?
One of the prosecutors in the documentary was interviewed saying that he basically...
Who is he?
The prosecutor
okay.
goaded the judge, ex parte or whatever you lawyers call it, goaded the judge into changing and reneging on it, and that was what was going on. There was basically misconduct, and that...
Oh, okay, just pause.
Right.
Pause.
Okay.
Has there ever been a charge against the judge for misconduct?
The reason that it happened, first
a yes,
of all, that
no,
judge
Alan.
Is long gone.
That's a yes,
but
no.
This
Did
is
they
why,
ever charge the judge with
well,
misconduct? Let me guess, no.
Polanski's lawyers have made the accusation.
So no.
Yes, but this is the problem
no,
is.
No, that you're not answering.
Until the...
No,
the,
just stop talking. Please, just for a moment.
Okay.
Oh, if it were only that simple with my husband or my children or anybody else in my life. Listen, wait a minute. Just this question, Alan, which you are skillfully evading. Did the judge ever get cited for misconduct?
No.
Okay, so
because
they're claiming this now that the judge is dead.
Because this thing has not played out. The reason this thing could not
is
play out.
Is the judge dead?
If you are a fugitive from California,
Lord.
You don't have the right to challenge the judge. And so what a judge said back in 2009 and 2010 in response to Polanski's appeal then to be able to come back was, you have to come back here. If you're going to challenge this whole thing, you can't be a fugitive while you challenge
it. I'm talking about at the time that it happened.
Right, no.
Was the
no,
judge
he just left the country.
Ever sided no. with misconduct.
No. No.
So now, all these years later, now they're
well,
claiming misconduct.
Well, in the last 10 years. In the last
uh-huh.
10 years, this is
okay.
the legal argument.
You know how much weight I give that?
Not much.
Zero.
But in a court of law, he can't do it as a, the argument, and I understand this, as a fugitive, he cannot be a fugitive and challenge what happened.
That's
he has
true.
To come back here and face it.
That's true.
See, that's where they have the showdown. So what happened was, in 2009,
oh,
the prosecutors in Los Angeles got an extradition warrant for
mm-hmm.
Polanski.
I remember.
Polanski was then arrested in Switzerland, held there for a while, eventually got some bond and was hanging out in a chalet in Switzerland
drinking
for a while.
Drinking hot chocolate.
I'm sure he was skiing, too. So he waited, and finally Switzerland decided not to extradite him.
Mm, am I surprised? No.
Yeah. So that was 2009, 2010, and he's been still biding his time. And now they're trying to get it all cleared up. So he wants to come back. But this is the thing we haven't mentioned. This then 13-year-old girl mm-hmm. has been begging the Los Angeles County district attorney's office mm-hmm. to just drop this thing. Mm-hmm. Drop it. Mm-hmm. Now, she has been saying this for a long time.
Right.
That she says, look, I'm over it. Don't
Alan,
please
I heard
bring
you the first
back.
Time you said it. Okay. Saying it 8 or 9 more times in different words does not change anything for me. I have one question to ask you in that regard, and it is a yes-no question. You are telling me that she is now saying, and has been saying for a few years, you know what, I'm exhausted, just drop it. Okay? I get that as a crime victim. I completely get that. My question to you is there one time ever that she has said it didn't happen?
No. I don't think anybody's denied that it happened.
Let me just remind you of something, Alan. Mm-hmm. The prosecutor is not the victim. And I know this because I had to do it. Sometimes you have to do what's best for the victim when the victim does not have the strength or the tenacity to go forward. When the victim is exhausted, when the victim is tired, when the victim is, quote, as you said, over it, it is the state's duty to step in, take that burden, and go forward. And let me tell you something, it would be a cold day in H-E-double-L that I would drop this charge, because that's what it's about. She's exhausted from people asking her questions, bringing it up, doing interviews. She was raped as a child. You don't think that messed up her whole life?
Actually, she says it didn't mess up her whole life. She's a mom mm-hmm. of, I think, 3 mm-hmm. kids. She's 52 years old mm-hmm. now. But it's been a while. I mean, for more
you know
than
what,
a decade,
Alan,
she's been saying, please drop it. She got upset
Alan,
when they
Alan,
asked for extradition in 2009.
I didn't ask you, did she go on? All victims somehow go on. I went on. She's gone on. She managed to marry and have a family. And it hurts me, actually, Alan, to hear you say, oh, she said it hasn't bothered. I don't believe that, because you cannot be drugged and raped by a 40-something-year-old man when you're 13 and it doesn't change your life. Okay? So I applaud her that she has had the strength to go on, because I've dealt with a lot of rape victims and a lot of child molestation victims, and they never go on. And it's very hard. As I always say, it's like breaking your arm and somehow, you know, you never get it set. You learn how to flip a pancake, but it's never the same again. So I'm happy that she's gone on, but that does not mean justice has been obtained.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all you got to say? Yeah.
Well, I was hoping you would tell me about Simply Safe.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I will, because Simply Safe is making this podcast possible.
That's my point.
And if it were not for our sponsor, I would not be able to talk about this issue as it affects millions of other similar crime victims. Guys, we're talking about Simply Safe, and they are our sponsor, and I'm proud that they're our partner because they make this podcast possible. Simply Safe makes home security available to everyone, not just the wealthy or the privileged that have a big mansion and they can afford a top-notch security system. Simply Safe makes home security affordable for all of us. It's $14.99 a month, and there is 24/7, 365 monitoring. And what I like about it, many of the things, but one of them is it's not connected to your home or cell line. It's got its own cell power. So if someone cut your line, it's still working. If your cell phone goes dead, for people that don't have a landline anymore, it's still working. Simply Safe can't have their line cut. They don't lose cell power. And they monitor your home 24/7, 365. Go to simplysafe.com/Nancy for another 10% off. Simply Safe, thank you for being our sponsor. Now let me get back to Roman Polanski. I almost said, I don't know who he thinks he is, but I know who he thinks he is, a famous director. What has he directed?
Rosemary's Baby.
What? The Pianist? Yes.
Yeah. You know, there's the whole Sharon Tate murder thing mm-hmm. that he suffered the tragedy of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was, 8 or 9 years before this all happened. You know, living in Hollywood today is not like living in back in the 70s.
So after he loses his wife to a killer,
Right.
And he has sex with a 13-year-old in a hot tub.
Okay. Yeah, it's despicable. It truly is. But
it's
there was
a crime. I'm not making a moral judgment. This is a crime.
Right. It was a crime, but the point is, legally, there was a deal in 1977.
I don't know that.
Well, it's documented.
Just because Roman Polanski says there was a deal, that does not make me think there was a deal.
His lawyers went to law school. They know what went on. Well, they're saying that, you know, we don't need to argue about this until he comes back. You can't be a fugitive and challenge this. But there's a lot of reason to just clear it up. One, because the victim wants it dropped, cleared up, out of her life.
It's not about what the victim wants. I'm sorry to tell you that. It's about what is justice. Now, of course, they would take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. But for all I know, the victim started giving interviews and being harassed about it. Maybe that's why she wants it over. I don't know the truth behind that.
Yeah.
So, do you?
I believe that it's been
a long time. I didn't ask you what you believe. I asked you what you know.
Well, I know that she would just like them to drop it.
Anything more than you've already said?
No, I've pretty well said it.
Then the answer would be
no.
Okay. So, when is this coming to a head, or do we know?
Oh.
No time soon.
Maybe another 10. Look. Nancy, you can go and Google my name and Roman Polanski, and you'll see the reporting I did 10 years ago.
As much as I enjoy talking with you about you,
no,
this is actually about Roman Polanski.
My point is, it's not going away. It's like the same old tune being recycled with this Roman Polanski thing.
This is all I can say. Lady Justice wants Roman Polanski behind bars. Let me just go out on a limb and say that that's what I think is fair. Now, apparently, my friend, the Duke, Alan Duke, thinks otherwise. Well, we'll see about that, Alan Duke. Everybody, thank you for joining us today. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. And Roman Polanski, it'll be a cold day in you know where before I want you back in the country. How about that?
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.